The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. For what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while. And when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus teaches in a house. What he teaches are two important things: previews of and keys to understanding today's parable. First, Jesus says, "The tree is known by its fruit." Jesus wants to pick fruit, specifically, specific fruit belonging to the Father's house. And how will this specific fruit grow if it is not specifically planted with the specific seed which will yield it? Second, Jesus says, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." It seems unrelated. But this statement ends up being that practical description of the soil which will receive that specific sown seed and yields and is thus known by the specific fruit. Another such description might be Jesus' correction of that unnamed woman in the crowd's compliment: "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." So here is the summary of what Jesus teaches in that house. The way of life is this: that you receive my words and let them do in you what they say, so that you can do what they say and live. And after teaching this, that same day, in fact, Jesus goes outside and teaches the crowds the same thing, but by a parable, that famous parable of the sower. From those two important things Jesus has already taught, you can surmise that Jesus is himself the sower. And like any good sower, what he wants most is to see and to harvest and to bring in a good yield of good fruit. As the sower, Jesus hedges his bets to ensure the best harvest possible, because he loves the world and he wishes to bring all of it into his Father's house. But unlike the parable sower, Jesus does not sow seed, and the harvest he hopes for is not agricultural. He cares for the corn and the wheat as much as he cares for the sparrows, but he cares for you more, and you are what he is after. So the sower sows his reckless love, the word of the kingdom, the gospel, himself. He sows recklessly because he loves truly, madly, deeply. He made the earth. He made the hearts. He must go to them and make them into what they cannot make themselves. He must speak himself into creation to renew and to refresh it, that it may one day bud, flower, and fruit into a new creation that has shed its old, dry, and dusty skin. Love makes him irrational, at least according to human standards. Irrational enough, in fact, to sow his gospel into the hearts of the world with wild abandon. But the flip side of this apparent irrationality is abundant, generous, infinite love. The seed bag from which he sows never runs dry. In fact, it is the opposite. The more he sows, the heavier the bag gets, laden with desperate, irrational, reckless love that he cannot but cast into every nook and cranny of every heart, even those as cold and hard as stone, those choked by thorns, and those picked apart by devilish birds. His reckless love hopes and strives even to harvest from such hearts as these. And unless he sows recklessly and generously, they have no chance at all to yield even a modest harvest. Why else would the sower sow so recklessly if he did not realize both a need and a potential in all the soil of the earth? So out goes the seed, out goes the love, out goes the word of the kingdom, out goes Jesus to every creature, as St. Mark records. For Jesus cannot imagine a world not wholly sown with his love and rooted in his person. Still, despite the great lengths to which he goes to sow everywhere, to give to all his word, his love, his life, some soil is simply bad soil. Or, to put it another way, some soil does not wish to do the will of the Father's worldly seed, nor keep it. Some soil does not wish to give in to the seed. Some do not wish to be loved with Jesus' reckless love. Some are like young boys wiping off their mother's kisses before running out into the barren wilderness. But the sower does not give up, though even he suffers the curse of the garden. Even the soil of the human heart bears thorns and thistles and brings about agony and sweaty toil for the recklessly loving sower. For Jesus is a Johnny Appleseed, not an Irvin Ragweed. His seed is gift to be enjoyed, not an aggressive weed sown to overcome and conquer. And therefore, when the seed is not received, it will not germinate. It will not take root. It will not grow. It will not save. Not for lack of efficacy, but for lack of good soil. A good yield requires good soil. And the good soil, according to Jesus, is those who hear the word of the kingdom and understand it. Jesus wants to plant himself within your heart, take root, grow, flourish, and there transform you into a little mobile Eden bearing divine fruit, Jesus' fruit, that has been seeded there by the very person who is both the Word and the kingdom. To understand him is relational, not intellectual. It is a matter of the heart, not a matter of the head. It is to understand that in the person and work of Jesus is the fullness of life, and then to let that life sown within grow, flourish, and bear fruit. It is to hear him and to keep him, and thus to be known by the Jesus fruit that you have borne by his cultivating. So the mark of the good soil is simply a one-word response. Yes. Not maybe. Not in addition to. And certainly not no. Just yes. Or, in your mother's tongue, amen. That is the good soil which bears fruit known to be good. That is to be blessed family to Jesus. That is to have life to the fullest, even to the least of the harvests. In the holy name of Jesus.
Amen.